Good afternoon, I'm Mark Rumsey, 90.7 WFAE News. The school officer seen grabbing a South Carolina high school student in a video has been fired. Deputy Ben Fields is no longer an employee of the Richland County Sheriff's Office in Columbia, Sheriff Leon Lott said today. A video that went viral shows Fields removing a Spring Valley High student from her desk by grabbing her neck, flipping her desk over while she's still in it, and dragging her forward. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia covered the story in Columbia yesterday. She joins us now. Sarah, why did the sheriff decide to fire Deputy Fields?
Sheriff Lott said that kind of force violated the department's policy, and here he is from a press conference held earlier today.
It's the fact that he picked the student up and he threw the student across the room. That is not a proper technique and should not be used in law enforcement. And based on that, that is a violation of our policy.
The footage was reviewed by a training unit, and they confirmed that the maneuver Fields used was not in line with the department's policy. The department also took a look at statements from the Spring Valley High staff, as well as students who were in that classroom. And they looked at numerous videos that students took while this whole incident was happening. He said those videos were a key part in all of this. Now, the videos don't show the student being disruptive, but he said it was clear that she was. And a teacher and an assistant principal asked her to put away her cell phone. Apparently, she used some disrespectful language. Still, Lott said that was no excuse for how the officer reacted.
And Sarah, there is an FBI investigation underway into this incident, and still a lot of upset parents. What's going to happen now?
Sheriff Lott's investigation was solely regarding policy violations. He's asked that the FBI conduct a criminal investigation into Fields' actions. He said that he wanted an outside agency to conduct it so that the public feels like they're truly presented the facts. It's not clear when this will be complete. Sheriff Lott says that he hopes the department can grow from this incident.
We'll take what he did and the mistake that he made. We'll make sure that all of our deputies who are in the schools and then all the deputies throughout the sheriff's department learn from that.
And as for the parents, I heard from a lot of concerned ones at a school board meeting last night. People want to hear the facts and better understand the policies in place for student resource officers.
WFAE's Sarah D'Elia, thank you.
Thanks, Mark.